Om Shanti. The series of Mera Baba. This is the new Murli of Vyakta Bab Dada, 5th March 2004. Point number 36. The father loves honesty the best of all. Explanation. The father loves honesty the best of all. This is why even in the path of devotion they say God is truth. Those who have honesty remain clean. They remain clean and clear. That is why the string of love for the honesty of the double foreigners pulls Bab Dada. Sometimes some are little mixed, but double foreigners never let go of this speciality of yours, honesty. The power of honesty works like a lift. Everybody loves honesty. Those who have honesty will find it very easy to remember Father. Why? The Father is also the truth. So those who are honest will quickly be able to remember the true Father. They don't have to make effort. If even now you find that you have to labor in remembrance, then understand that honesty is lacking somewhere or another, in your subtle thoughts or in your dreams. Where there is honesty, as soon as you have the thought, Baba, the Lord is present. This is why Bab Dada loves honesty a lot. So this is the Avyakta Murli of 2004, 5th March. And Baba is saying that Baba loves honesty a lot. So what is honesty? Even on the path of devotion, they say that God is truth. Those who are honest remain clean. They remain clean and clear. Baba loves double foreigners because they are honest. That's Baba is saying that that string pulls Baba even. And this power of honesty is working like a lift. So you don't have to labor in remembrance if you are honesty. So just check whether in your subtle thoughts or in your dreams even you have honesty. Where there is honesty, as soon as you have the thought Baba, the Lord is present. That is why Bab Dada loves honesty a lot. So what is this honesty? Transparency. Honesty is something you have nothing to hide. You are not hiding anything. Just 2 days back Baba said, God, you cannot hide anything from Him. No matter whatever you try, from Ishwar, from God, nothing is hidden. So honesty is transparency. Honesty is you have nothing to hide. Your life is a public, your life is an open book. Recently in some of the speeches of Prime Minister Narendra Modi had said, my life is a open book. Let anybody read it. So there is nothing to hide. There is no secret. There is no impurity, dishonesty. There is nothing conceitful. There is nothing that is so impure, and there is nothing that is so against the Srimad, which you need to hide. Everything is clean and clear and everything is transparent. The first definition of honesty is transparency. Second, you have nothing to hide. Third, Brahma Kumaris is an open book. Okay, Atal Vihari Vajpayee had said that. Okay, then, what is honesty? Honesty is clean heart. Honesty is cleanliness. In one word, honesty, so many other divine virtues are included. Honesty is purity. Honesty is intimacy. Your closeness to God. Unless and until you are honest, we have seen that so many double foreigners who were called here and they gave interview, you must have seen how honest they are. In everything, in their thoughts, in their opinions, in their connection with Baba, they just openly admit things, whatever there is there in their heart. They don't hide. They have nothing to cover or veneer that thing. So, honesty is openness. Honesty is frankness. Honesty is open-heartedness. Honesty is... What else? Honesty is to be same within and without. Within and without, you are same. There are no two, there are no split personality. It is the same personality everywhere, all the time. Whether it is morning, whether it is afternoon, whether it is evening, whether you are alone or whether you are in the crowd, whether you are doing meditation or whether you are doing karma yoga, you are everywhere same. So that to maintain that same equanimity is honesty. And what else? Honesty is? To remember one is honesty, okay. And? and your actions should be in remembrance of God. So all actions should be based on remembrance, so that also is an honesty. And if it is not there, to admit that is honesty. Admittance, admission of your sins, admissions of your wrongdoings, admissions of your mistakes, admissions of your blunder. If you have confession, honesty is pure confession. You confess, you concede, yes, I have done this, this is the sin, and then you get rid of it, rather than you are laboring under that guilt consciousness for a long time. How long you will continue to be guilty? To remain guilty, to keep on repenting, is it the process which is to be done the whole life? No. You have done something wrong, you have committed some blunder, repent for it, confess it, and now make planning, now take a pledge, now make a determined thought not to repeat the same blunder, same mistake, whatever it may be a Himalayan blunder, but still, to pledge that we will not repeat, that the same thing will not recur again. So that is honesty. Honesty is confession. Honesty is also a pure repentance. Honesty is to have that much courage to admit one's mistake. So honesty is also courage to admit one's mistake. And honesty is infectious. It spreads. An honest person carries a ring of spirituality around him. There was once a shopkeeper, and he was very honest. He had a shop. He used to go to his shop at 8 o'clock, and he used to close his shop at 8:30. He was alone, and 1 o'clock he had to go for lunch, and there was nobody to look after his shop at 1 o'clock. So from 1 o'clock till 1:30, that was the time when there would not be anybody in his shop. So what he used to do, he used to ask any customer who was to come to sit there for some time and to overlook the shop for some time. And he would go. So this news spread from door to door that from 1 to 1:30 nobody is in his shop. So there was a gang of thieves. So they thought, let us do something. So out of those four thieves, one thief pretended that he is a customer, and he came exactly at 1 o'clock. So at 1 o'clock, that shopkeeper had to go to his home for taking lunch. So he told that thief who had come as a customer, you look after my shop. So that thief sat in his chair. Okay, and that shopkeeper left. After some time, his other three friends came to steal all the things from his shop. And those three friends came and they started picking up things and pulling things and collecting in order to steal. But now this fourth thief, the first thief who was sitting on that chair, suddenly underwent a sudden magical transformation. He sat there on that chair and suddenly he felt, look at that shopkeeper, how honest he is. He is trusting me without knowing who I am. Actually, I have come here with an intent of theft. But he trusted me so much that he handed over entire shop to me. And should I deceive him? And when he was sitting on his chair, he underwent a magical sea change, a complete transformation in his personality, in his thoughts, in his emotions, in his intentions, in his attitude. Everything changed. And when he saw the other thieves, they started calling, you also come, let's collect together and run away. But he says, no, I will not allow you to steal anything from here. And then there was a fight between him and those three friends. And with that fight and with that voice, many people who were there around, they also came inside. And by the time the shopkeeper also came, and the entire story was revealed, that the first thief who was there, he told, this is what is the story and this was our plan. So police comes and they catch those three thieves. And this first one, the shopkeeper thinks, he is the right person whom I can hand over my entire shop. Now it's time for me to retire, because I see the ring of honesty within him, around him. So he makes that Sosti the owner of that shop and he leaves. So I am telling this story because an honest person, he lives those, he radiates those vibrations of honesty around. Just a thief sat on his chair and he became honest. The thoughts of honesty started rising, though he was a thief for quite considerable period of time. But still, he underwent a sea change. He underwent a complete change just by sitting there. So this is the effect of honesty. It spreads. When you are honest, seeing you, others also start becoming honest. So in spirituality, that's why Baba says he loves foreign children, double foreigners too much. Why? Because they have honesty. And there is one chapter here for Indians to learn. What is that? Because Indians are also present and double foreigners are present. And in front of Indians, Baba is saying, you are very honest. It means one unuttered sentence. It means Indians are less honest. So we are less honest. So let's learn from double foreigners. What sort of honesty they have? What sort of honesty they are? Indians have a tendency to hide many things. Indian Brahmins. Foreigners, they are open-minded. They don't feel what others will say. They are what they are. There is nothing to hide. Swami Vivekananda has given a speech once upon a time. I am what I am. I am what I am. There is nothing to hide. This is what I am. You want to accept, you accept. If you don't want to accept, don't accept. I am what I am. This is what is me. So, honesty is something you don't try to pretend. Dikhawa. You don't try to pretend that you are something else. You don't try to exhibit. You don't try to make a show off. You are as simple as you are. There is no ring of superiority around you. Yeah? Yeah, they don't think what others may not like their comments. Whatever they think, they say it. Without mincing words. Without mollifying their attitudes. Whatever they feel, they say. So that is what is honesty all about. So, today's chapter is how to be honest. Am I honest? Self-checking method. Am I honest? And if I am honest, to what extent? What sort of dishonesty I have within me? What I am trying to hide? Do I have things to hide? Or my life is an open book? It is said, honesty is the best policy. It is said, honesty is the first chapter in the book of wisdom. Honesty is the first chapter in the book of wisdom. That's what is said about honesty. How much honest I am? Do I need to increase my honesty? If I am dishonest, first of all, with whom I am dishonest? To myself? I am dishonest to Baba. I am dishonest to Brahmin family. I am dishonest to this yajna. I am dishonest to this world. What? What sort of dishonesty? But dishonesty is also used in terms when matters regarding money is concerned. Am I honest in that? Whatever money I have, how they are coming? What methods they are coming? Is it by honest means or dishonest means? That also is one of the factors. One of the another dimension in honesty. That's little gross, but it is there. So honesty is also gross honesty, subtle honesty. Two types of honesty. What emotional honesty, intellectual honesty? Physical honesty. Spiritual honesty. Honesty could be of different types. So let me be honest in all spheres of life. Let me be honest in all dimensions. Let me be understand honesty in all its different definitions. So that's what is honesty. So today's homework is self-checking about honesty. And let's try to become as honest as possible. option.